Good morning. We're continuing Chayodam, Klaus, and Mazayin, and we're learning Simon Chavez. So, in the next few Simonim, the Chayodam talks about other individuals which are, there's a Chiyav of Kavod to them as an adjunct to the Mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So, the first one is parents which have remarried and the responsibility to the step parents. Chayav Adam L'Chabed Eshes Aviv, Avu Bisha'en Imoy Kozman Sh'Aviv Kayim. So, as an adjunct to the Mitzvah of Kibud Av, the person is mechuyev to be mechabed his father's wife. Obviously, that it's important to the father that his wife, that he's the woman that he's married to, should receive respect from his children. So it's considered an adjunct of kibud av v'em to be mechabed eisha zoviv. So as long as the father is alive, and this woman is married to their father, the children have a responsibility towards their stepmother as well. And we darsh on the word es, the rabbis eshes avicha. So the word es is being marba, the father's wife as well. If the mother remarries, calls man shima kayamis, that there's a chiyav of the children to be mechabed the husband of their mother, and the same logic applies. This is considered an extension of the kavod to the mother, that the person that she's married to, they have a chiyuv to be mechabed as well. But this is only as long as the parents are alive. Does the chiyuv extend to the other individual? But mekomakim, once the parents have died, there's not a chiyuv of kavod. But the Chayyim says, "Mikomokim dover hagron lechabdom." With smak kosev the bichayim chayv midaraisa lachem misa mirabbanan. The smak says the drasha is true that it's, since it's an extension of the chiyuv to the parent, it's only as long as the parent is alive. But after the parent dies, there is a chiyuv mirabbanan to mechabed the baal imoy and the eshes oviv. Silverstein brings a shiloh, where there was a situation where the woman died young with leaving over a few children. The father remarried, and the stepmother raised the children lovingly, like they were her own children, and the children had a tremendous amount of love and respect for their stepmother. Eventually, the parents, that couple divorced, the husband and the stepmother divorced, and now they're making a family simcha, and the children obviously want to invite their stepmother because they feel tremendous love and respect and karas hatoiv to all that she did for them. But the father, who is now upset at his ex-wife, said that he did not want them to invite her. So they have a chiyuv kibud av v'em, kibud av to their father, and they have a chiyuv of karas hatoiv, etc., to this woman who is not the wife of their father and not their mother. So they were in a dilemma. What should they do? The father said, "If you invite her to the simcha, I'm not going to come." So Rabbi Yashiv was presented this question to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv said that, like we said before from the Chayyadim, if the parent tells the child that hate somebody, or say lashon hara about somebody, or achilas, any of those form of parent is telling the child to do something which is an avera and against the Torah, there's no chiyuv of kibud av v'em at that point in that situation. So when the father is telling the children to not respect this woman who was moshe nefesh to take care of them, and they feel a tremendous amount of a karas hatoiv, the father is asking the children to do something which is against the directive of the Torah. So there's no chiyuv of kibud av v'em for the children to listen to the father. So invoking kibud av v'em over here would not be relevant. Obviously, the children have to work out the issue that their father is refusing to come to their simcha if they invite the mother, and what should they do? So there's a practical issue which they need to work out and how to figure that out. But in regards to the mitzvah, kibud av v'em would not be appropriate, not apply in this situation. So what the Chayyadim is saying, obviously it's roy to be mechabed this person. The child, in the vast majority of cases, has benefited from that relationship, and it's appropriate to do mechabed. Even if the child has not benefited from the relationship, but simply because this is the person who was married to their parent, whether the wife of their father or the husband of their mother, that would engender some level of respect even after the parent is no longer alive, etc. So it makes sense that the Chaim is saying it's a davar hagan l'chabdom, and then he quotes the Smak, which says not only it's a davar hagan, but it's actually a chiyuv mirabbanan to do so. I have a good day.